Did you ever wonder, when is the first time that laughter is mentioned in the gospel? It's actually in that icon as you come to the top of the steps. The three angels at the oak of Mamre that come to Abraham and Sarah and say, you will have a child in your old age. And they laugh. And a year hence, they do have a child called Isaac. And they mentioned his name as he or she who laughs. Why do I say that? Because in today's gospel, we have the Pharisees, which are looking for a way to hurt Jesus, to stop his ministry, to eradicate him because he's making them look bad. And they don't care about the health of the man born blind. And if you notice, there's a very unusual theological concept there when they asked, was it him, he that sinned, or his parents that he was born blind? There was an unusual theological concept that someone could sin in the womb. But Jesus says, neither he nor his parents sinned. He was born like this so the glory of God might be made manifest. What lesson is there in that for us? The following. We often complain about the blessings that we have received. My car broke down. Oh, you have a car. My legs hurt. You have legs. I don't have enough money. You have money at all? My house? My children? You have children? We complain about the blessings we have received from God. And sometimes when we look at the pain or suffering in our own life, that's all we can see. Instead of seeing the opportunity to give glory to God, I just found out I have this diagnosis from my doctor. I just found out I have to have an operation. I just found out this or that. What an opportunity to give glory to God. Because when we are weakest, God's grace is strongest. We often like to be trapped and forget the possibilities that God presents to us. And we become like those Pharisees. How did he open your eyes? It can't be possible. How could such a man that we consider a sinner do this? Wouldn't it be beautiful if you did something great while you yourself were suffering? When you yourself come upon a tragedy, a lack of something, a disappointment in life, a career development that wasn't good, and you say, I'm a Christian. It matters how I play this game of life. It matters that when I feel pain, I try to make someone else's life a little better. That I don't just think of myself, but I think of others. And that's why divine comedy is so important, because comedy allows you to look at things. Dante, in his Divine Comedy, as he leaves hell, is going through purgatory up to heaven, he hears something. And he says, what I heard was the sound of the laughter of the universe. Because if you read Psalm 2, God in heaven laughs. We need that Christian perspective on life. You are here for a very short time. Stop complaining about all the blessings you have received and even the struggles that you have to endure. Do you want your life to be a simple commentary on the difficulties that you have? Or do you want it to be a sermon about God's grace and his strength in which you overcome and become the beautiful person you should be. Be strong. The next time something bad happens, say, what an opportunity to show God's grace and how great I can be. Let other people comment on your life. You spend it living it. Христос воскрес. Amen.